Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 34, St. Mark.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
Okay, how's it going, everyone? We had a longer episode last time. It's really getting exciting. We're getting to know more and more about these popes, and there's lots going on. So let's pick it right up. In 336, following the death of St. Sylvester I, St. Mark, not the evangelist St. Mark, a different St. Mark, was elevated as the Bishop of Rome. But this isn't the first time we've heard of him. His name's popped up a couple episodes ago. Remember, Constantine wrote a letter asking St. Miltiades to adjudicate an issue in Carthage surrounding the Donatists. Well, in that letter, Constantine writes the salutation as follows. Constantine Augustus to Miltiades, Bishop of Rome, and to Marcus. So we're pretty sure that the Marcus in the letter is the same one who in 336 is elected Pope. The Liber Pontificalis tells us that he was a Roman, the son of Priscus. And the letter from Constantine seems to indicate that Mark was active in the administration of the church in Rome under Miltiades, presumably also under St. Sylvester. Perhaps he was the deacon, the archdeacon. As we saw, that can be the case, that the deacons who were in charge of administration, running the diocese, that they oftentimes were elected pope later. So St. Mark's time as first pope was fairly short. It's around a year at the most. We don't have too much information about his pontificate. The Liber Pontificalis, however, does give us some interesting information, which actually checks out. And it says that St. Mark decreed that the Bishop of Ostia, which is the neighboring diocese to Rome, would have the privilege of consecrating the Pope as Bishop of Rome. We have some indication that St. Augustine says that this was the practice of Rome in his time, which is not that much later on. Now, this privileged place of the Bishop of Ostia has continued to this day. The Cardinal Bishop of Ostia is the dean of the College of Cardinals, and we read in current canon law, canon 355, paragraph 1, that the cardinal dean is competent to ordain as a bishop the one elected as Roman pontiff if he needs to be ordained. Now, most people elected popes are already bishops. There hasn't been a pope who wasn't a bishop in a long time. We'll find out when that was, you know, maybe a couple years from now. But still, that traces itself back to this practice of St. Marcus. The other thing we learn from the Liber Pontificalis is that St. Mark built two churches in Rome. The first is the Chiesa San Marco, which is currently on the Piazza Venezia in the heart of modern Rome. And the second is a cemetery chapel over the catacombs of St. Balbina, which he himself founded. And that's all we know, really. St. Mark died towards the end of 336. He was buried in the catacombs of St. Balbina and was succeeded by the 35th Bishop of Rome, St. Julius I, and we'll learn about him next week. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you, and God bless.